Strawberry Letter 23, read by the beautiful Shirley Strawberry.
Thank you, Tommy. Here we go. Subject, I already know this is wrong, but... Dear Steve, you are like the Dr. Phil of radio, and sometimes people just need to hear the raw truth about themselves in order to understand. With that being said, here is my little story.
Cool.
I'm in a relationship with a good man. You know the kind women always are talking about wishing they could meet. However, he is insecure. And he has good reason to be, because I have cheated on him several occasions. Now we are in a serious relationship and plan to get married next winter. And I have sworn off most mischievous behavior, mainly because we moved in together and he's a cop with a gun, but also because the other man was out of the country. Now he's back, and I've been thinking.
Boom!
Since I'm not married yet, I am considering having a fling for the last time with this other man. In case you're wondering, this other man is younger and firmer and much more aggressive and exciting in a lusty and animal-intensified, heated, and passionate kind of way. And that's how he makes me feel, just by looking at him. I've been avoiding contact with him because I am torn between my loyalty for my significant other and desire for this young man. Steve, what do you think I should or shouldn't do? You know, this is one of those real hot, juicy letters, you know. You start off by saying, I already know this is wrong, but... Okay, I got that, you know, sometimes we get caught up and it's real hard to get out of a situation. I got that. I got that, you know, you're getting your freak on with this young, firm, aggressive man. I got that too. But have you thought about your real man at all? Have you given him any kind of thought? You never once mentioned love in your letter. You never once mentioned if he was abusive or unattentive or anything. I think, though, I know why you didn't mention love. Simple. You don't love him. You're cheating on him, even though you've set a wedding date. You say he's a good man, but he's insecure. Well, have you thought about that maybe your cheating is the reason he's insecure? I just think that's your out right there if you need one. I think you really need to check yourself, because you are definitely not ready for marriage. That's a good man.
Here we go. First of all, let's get to the crux of the matter right here.
All right.
You say you got a good man, the kind women always want and talk about. But he is insecure. No, lady. See, he's insecure now. He wasn't an insecure person. He's not an insecure person. You've created the insecurity because you cheated on him several times.
Right there.
Now, since we're talking about he insecure now, what that make you? You've cheated on this man on several occasions. I'm going to assume by another line in this letter, and let me find it yet right here. You said, I have sworn off most mischievous behavior, mainly because we moved in together and he's a cop with a gun. Oh, hold up. So what that makes me think is, you sworn off most mischievous. That means you're still tripping. You've not only cheated on him several times, you still tripping.
Come on.
Because a woman who will tell you, I've sworn off most, in capital letters, mischievous behavior, means she's still doing something mischievous. The one you choosing to tell us about is the dude that's out the country and just came back. But it's some other stuff since you've been dating the police officer that you ain't put in your little stank letter. So now let me tell you about yourself since you asked me.
Get it, Steve.
You said some stuff in this letter. Since you ain't married, you're considering another fling for the last time. He's firmer, more aggressive and exciting, with a lusty and animal intensified and heated, passionate kind of way. You got a cop. You can put some excitement in your relationship. He got handcuffs. He got mace. He got sticks. He got all kinds of stuff. You looking to spruce up a relationship, you got a police officer.
Bulletproof vest.
Hell, you can get that bulletproof vest, that damn mace, and you can work wonders in the bedroom. Get that mask on. You won't even know who you with. You can act like he the young boy if you wanted to. But see, you lucky it ain't me, because I would give you a Rodney King type ass whooping for cheating on me all them damn time. I don't promote. Listen to what I'm saying. Oh, she wrote me. She said some people need to hear the raw truth. But see, I'm not condoning physical violence against a person. I'm just saying you need a Rodney King type ass whooping. Do you know how many women you would have caught me with? See, I'd have turned it back around on you. But you got a good man, the kind that women always talking about. The problem is you don't deserve this man's love because you trifling. And then you said a line in the line, that this line in here that really messed me up. I am torn between my loyalty for my significant other and desire for this young man. Let's take the word loyalty out of there, because see, loyalty is never up for question. And the reason you torn with your loyalty is because you ain't a loyal type person. Woo-hoo. You don't have loyal qualities. You've already cheated on the man several times, and you ain't sworn off but most of your mischievous behavior. And now that big boy back in town, you thinking about hooking up with him. So let's take loyalty out the letter, because you ain't got loyalty tendencies. You don't have the makeup of a loyal person. See, I'm a loyal friend to my friends. That means I never betray them under no circumstances. If your girl come to me, she can't step to me, because you my boy and I love you and I'm loyal to you. You don't have loyal tendency. That's your problem. And the other reason you consider it, because you're weak. Weakness in a relationship can be miscued for triflingness. You is a trifling woman who don't deserve this type of good man. It's women like you who get good men and throw them away. Now, let me ask you this here. Men, when they do this, they call dogs. So the only thing I have left for you is, as a female doing this, you must be a dog too. There is a term for a female dog. Now, you can apply it here if you like or if you don't like. But if a man does this, he a dog. So now if you doing this, you must be a female dog. So now let me square you up on this last thing.
Why do you dissect this like this?
Because this is trifling.
Tommy, it's a gift.
And not only, you are a stank one. See, because you meet what every woman is looking for, a good man. You get him, you tripping with him. Do you know how many women are listening to this letter going, how could you throw away an opportunity of a lifetime? Mm-hmm. Now, after you mess up with this man and then you ask God for a good man, how do you expect to get a good man when the one he gave you, you don't even treat him right?
That's right.
So just like I said in my opening, there always going to be somebody with a bigger boat. Unless you happy with the boat you got, you can quit asking God for a bigger boat. You trifling and you stink. Now, that's the raw truth. Thank you for writing me. Appreciate you respecting my answer.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.